with the music, don't stop for life. You cannot deny this beat, my friend. I don't care what you are or what you're doing. This is perfect for roller skating. This is perfect for dancing. This is, people still roller skate in Milwaukee. You know about that. That's fine.
They closed Rolero. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's other places. Point is,
It's true.
It brings this. I got a reason for playing Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa?
Yeah, I want to say Dua Lira, you know? I want to say Dua Lira, but it's not. It's Dua Lipa, but not Dua Lira, which is different. So, you're not the only people you and Crudy got name issues. I do have pronunciation issues,
but my favorite part is when I'm going through the station's audio, like music library, and I just see one of the songs like a pop song like that mislabeled completely by who's the artist.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because that's my favorite. When you see some of the individuals here that, you know, are responsible for pulling their own music sometimes, and they're like, oh yeah, this is the artist.
This is totally it.
This is Rihanna. It's not Rihanna.
No, it's James Brown. Why would you think that? Totally different voices.
Completely different voices. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke. That's Brian. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
So I do have a reason for this tangent on Dua Lipa. She's playing in Chicago tonight, and Amy's going down, and Amy's not going to a concert in a really long time, and I'm really excited.
None of us have. It's been a while.
I know, but I'm really excited for her.
Yeah.
Because good for you. You need that type of thing, and it's going to be great. And this Saturday, I'm going to go to a concert, and I might even drag my daughter along with me because there's an all-ages show in Cudahy. The Dolly Rots are in town.
There you go. Awesome.
Yes.
Fantastic. I will be at a concert 1 week from this evening here in Madison.
Yes? So, who are you going to go see?
I'm going to see Glass Animals. They're coming to Madison next week. I'm going to go. I'm excited. It is my first concert since the beginning of the pandemic. And maybe not. Maybe.
See, I just picture.
I'm trying to think of when the last concert I went to was now.
I saw Joan Jett over the summer.
Yeah. You also saw Fall Out Boy and Weezer over the summer. That was at Summerfest.
I did see Green Day. You're right.
Yeah, and Green Day. Fall Out Boy, Weezer, and Green Day. It was all of them. All three of them were there. No, but Kelsey's also going to see Billie Eilish in Chicago Sunday or Monday night.
Is she going to see Billie Eilish?
Yeah, really quietly.
Apparently,
she brings a lot of energy to the shows, but...
I'm really energetic for having a whisper of a voice for thousands of people in my ears.
Hey, Brian, she's making millions.
You know, if I could just sit around and make up reports and put stuff on my expense report that really doesn't make it any sort of sense whatsoever and still make $11,000 a month, I would. I mean, what are we doing here? We actually tried and got places in our life by trying and working hard.
No, what you got to do is you got to not run for re-election as a Supreme Court justice because you're trying to fight off ethics complaints.
You have to become the Supreme Court justice in the first place.
But that's easy when you got a right-wing... echo chamber.
Are you saying
he
might not have been qualified?
Oh, I'm saying he was absolutely not qualified.
It's crazy.
All of the events that we've seen unfold since he began this special counsel investigation 9 months ago now. It's got to be close to 9 months ago. He's not a qualified human being.
For all you people complaining about Aaron Rodgers and the contract, oh my, he's getting paid so much, I can't believe it. We didn't win last year. Well, you know what? He's actually produced any results at all. And
back-to-back MVPs is pretty impressive, but the fact that the MVP, I don't believe, has ever been on the Super Bowl winning team, I also don't care about MVP awards anymore.
Well, they've always been on the MVP, I mean, at least six or seven of them, as we were. But anyway.
No, I believe that there's a 19-year...
It doesn't matter. I mean, sure. I mean, technically, yes, but we all know that the MVP is Tom Brady. It's fine. You can say it out loud. We all know that they stopped giving him the award because, you know, what's the point otherwise, I think. What were we talking about? I'm sorry. I'm thinking of
Tom
again.
Let's get back to some Wisconsin headlines.
What a beautiful man that is.
Yeah, of course you're thinking about Tom Brady.
Hey,
Brian,
it turns
Kelly
out, have you looked into the couple people said that Tom Brady is owed an apology from the NFL about the Deflategate situation? I suggest some people go and look into that. That's a nice rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah, but is he going to ever apologize for, you know, the Spygate? Or did he have nothing to do with that?
Well, he was playing at the time. That's Bill Belichick that you'd have a problem with. So that's a different thing. But good to conflate that with Tom Brady. That's really fun.
He was part of the organization and he was instrumental.
I'm sure he knew about it.
You're telling me he wasn't watching those videos of defenses?
And you know what? I'm sure that Bakhtiari is totally in the negotiations about Aaron Rodgers too. So
no, he had already renegotiated his contract down before that. So it's above board.
But at least all these contracts are on paper. I'm pretty sure Gabelmans is just a handshake and a napkin. Anyway, let's go back to the calls.
Yeah, we got Mark from the SAC calling in real quick before the end of the show. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, when Brian mentioned Kermit the Frog, I couldn't help but thinking I like the line from the Rainbow Connection. I mean, you got to think a little bit about that before you delve into the darkness that is, you know, the world these days. And we've got all the former Trumpers apparently conducting foreign policy, undermining Biden with Putin and the Saudi Arabians, that apparently Trump is still pulling, yanking the Saudi Arabians around, to, you know, making them promises what he'll do if he gets back in. That is why the Saudis might be, you know, not giving us what we need on the world market as far as opening up the spigots a little bit.
I got to say, I don't think the Saudis have the world's best interest at heart. I'm just throwing it out there. They may not be the best partners.
They got their own, you know, pardon old bone saw there, and sweep that under the rug, and ignore the fact that the Saudis just want to, you know, their chief ambition is to wipe out Iran, and that because Iran is Shia and there's the center of Sunni Islam, that most Americans don't even realize that it's just.
What if we just topple the leader of Iran and maybe had like a U.S. friendly, leader there. Would that, you think that? Oh wait, I think we did that before. That's crazy.
We did that, and that bit us on the ass. You know, 40 years later.
So in regards to like things like Ukraine and stuff, like what all the moves have been done before. We know what roads these all lead to. What is there to do, Mark? And what red line is there? And what are we doing here anyway? And should we just stop and play euchre instead?
I don't know. We gotta quit doing, pay attention to the ghost of Christmas present and stop ignoring the needs of mankind and ignoring ignorance and want, because that's where we go down that rabbit hole there, because upon the brow of ignorance is written doom, and we certainly seem to be ignorant, and Republican colleagues out there are certainly the most ignorant of the bunch. I mean,
appreciate the call, Mark.
That's the sad part.
The apathy or the just complete acceptance of indifference to kind of just accept things the way that they are and go home for the year, because the legislature's not going to legislate anymore. But appreciate your call, Mark. It's been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Brian. I'm Luke. If you missed any portion of this great show, go check out the podcast. Brian, same time tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Perfect.
Yep.
We'll be back on the air 2 p.m. tomorrow.
I like that idea.
I like it. It's fun. We'll cover some more headlines then.